Please turn again to Ezekiel chapter 33. I want to draw your attention to verse 11, a very familiar text of Scripture. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? This morning I want to preach on the subject, God's merciful plea to the sinner. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer. Father in heaven, we again bow before thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, our Saviour. And we thank thee that thou art indeed a merciful God. And O God, as we come to turn to thy precious word now, we do pray that you would fill us afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. We thank thee, Lord, for so many here who can read their title clear to mansions in the sky. You've saved us by your grace. And Lord, we're so thankful today that we have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. But Lord, we pray for those here who are still strangers to grace and to God. They know nothing of thy so great salvation. O God, we pray that even this Lord's Day, that you would reach down and save such for time and for eternity. I pray now, Lord, that you would help us only to say those things that will be pleasing to thee. Hide man far behind the cross. May none be seen save Jesus only. We thank thee that there's life for a look at the crucified one. We thank thee, Lord, that there is eternal life, abundant life, everlasting life, found in Christ. And I pray today, Lord, that men and women will turn to thee and seek thee for salvation. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Many today have the wrong impression of the God of heaven. Indeed, the devil has so blinded their minds that their view of God is that God is unmerciful, unloving, and ungracious, and that the only thing that God is interested in is damning souls for all eternity in hell. Men and women, this view of God could not be further from the truth. Although the Bible teaches clearly about the reality of hell and the judgment of the Christ rejecter, the wonderful message that is set forth from the book of Genesis in the Old Testament to the book of Revelation in the New Testament is that the God of heaven is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is a merciful God. The God of heaven is gracious and long-suffering. Therefore, it is a lie from the devil to even suggest that the Lord is only interested in damning souls in hell forever. And yet, this is the view of God that many hold in this 21st century. But it is a wrong view. And certainly, it is an unscriptural view. I wonder, is there someone here today, and this is your view of the God of heaven? You see the Lord as one who is only interested in casting you into hell. You view God as one whose only interest is to bring you to the judgment day in order to pronounce eternal destruction upon your soul. Well, friend, if that is the case, I want you to look carefully at our text in Ezekiel 33 and verse 11. And I want you to consider the words that are spoken here by God himself. Because here we have God's merciful plea to the sinner. As I live, look at it, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? This is a compassionate plea from God to the sinner. And in this compassionate plea, we learn a number of things. Very simply, as I draw your attention to this text of Scripture this afternoon, I pray that the Lord will write these words upon your heart and upon your soul. First of all, I want you to notice that God finds no pleasure in the death of the sinner. Look at the text carefully and underline these words. As I live, saith the Lord. So the Lord here is the one that's doing the speaking. And this is what the Lord says here at the very commencement of this verse. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Or I have no pleasure in the death of the sinner. The word pleasure here means to have delight. Therefore, what God is saying is this. I have no delight in the death of the wicked. Sinner, God wants you to know something this afternoon. He takes no pleasure in seeing you die and go out into a lost eternity. You say, preacher, if that is the case, then why is there a hell at all? Very good question. Why does God not just destroy hell and bring everyone to heaven when they die? If God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, why does he not just permit everyone to die in peace and go to heaven? Well, the answer to that question is because the Lord is a God of justice and a God of righteousness. And because he is a God of justice and a God of righteousness, sin must be punished. But remember this, at the very beginning, hell was not created for man. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. But because of man's sin and in disobeying God in the Garden of Eden, the whole of mankind was plunged into sin, and thus hell was opened for the human race as well as for the fallen angels. But God did not initially create hell for mankind. But I want to prove to you that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And I want to prove it in a number of ways. First of all, the fact that God has no pleasure in the death of the sinner can be seen in the creation of man. You see, when God created man, he created him to live and not to die. He created man to everlasting life, not to everlasting destruction. Keep your hand in Ezekiel chapter 33 and turn over to Genesis chapter 2 and underline in your Bible verse 7. And you'll read these words, familiar words I'm sure to most of us. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. God created man for living, not for dying. God created man for fellowship, not for falling into the grave. But because of man's sin, man's fellowship with God was broken, and instead of life, man chose death. Now, we're all familiar with how sin came into the world. Sin came into the world when Adam disobeyed the command of God. God commanded Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and Adam disobeyed him. And because of man's disobedience, sin entered into the world, and death then entered into the world, and man died. He died spiritually, and he started to die physically. And of course, if he died without a redeemer, then he would die eternally. But the point I want to make is this: when God created man initially, he gave him life. It was man who chose death when he disobeyed God. And that's a very important point to remember. That when God first created man, he put him in a perfect garden, in a perfect world, without sin and without death and without destruction. But it was man who chose death because of his disobedience. But the fact that God has no pleasure in the death of the sinner can be seen in the creation of man, because God created man perfect and without sin. Also, the fact that God has no pleasure in the death of the sinner can be seen in the long suffering of God towards man, even after the fall. The God of heaven is a long suffering God. In Exodus 34 verse 6 we read these words, underline them in your Bible. The Lord God is merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression of sin. And in Psalm 86 verse 15 we read these words, But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. In the New Testament, in Romans 2 verse 4 we read, Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, of God's goodness, and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? And in 1 Peter 3 verse 20, we read concerning the days of Noah just before the judgment of the flood. It says, The long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a-preparing. Now all these verses point to the long-suffering of God towards sinful man. But there's a text of Scripture that we quote often. And what a tremendous text of Scripture it is. Is found in 2 Peter chapter 3. And I believe this is the verse that sums up the mercy of God towards sinners, the long suffering of God towards the ungodly. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says this, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The long suffering of God proves that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But of course, there's another fact I want you to notice. And this perhaps is the most important of all. The fact that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked can be seen in the provision that God has made for sinners. And of course, the provision that God has made for sinners is the cross. No greater proof can be found in the whole of the Bible that God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked than Calvary. The greatest proof of all that God has no pleasure in the destruction of the ungodly is the cross. If God had any pleasure in seeing men lost forever, he would not have sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for sinful man. God sent his Son to die on the cross in order to provide salvation for the ungodly, in order to save sinners from death and hell and destruction. And of course, the message of the gospel sets before us God's great love for mankind. Romans 5 verse 8 and 9 says, But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Ephesians 2 verse 4 says, But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Indeed, the Bible tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My friend, you're in this meeting today and you're not saved. Perhaps you don't believe that God loves you or God cares for you. But let me tell you today that he does. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God has no pleasure and does not delight in the death of the ungodly. He created man perfect, without sin. He gave man life. It was man that chose death. And even from that time to now, the Lord is long-suffering And the Lord is patient towards the ungodly, giving them opportunity after opportunity to repent and to turn to Him for salvation. And the greatest proof of all is the cross, because upon the cross we can see there how God has provided eternal redemption for the whosoever will. Oh, look at the words again in Ezekiel 33 verse 11. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure, I have no delight in the death of the wicked. But notice something else here in this text. I want you to notice, secondly, that there is no mercy with God for the sinner unless the sinner turns from their sin. Now that's a very important point. Look what it says in the text. As I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Now underline these words. But that the wicked turn from his way. Turn ye from your evil ways. Here, God is commanding and pleading with the sinner to turn away from his sin. Because it is only when the sinner turns away from his sins that God will have mercy on him and deliver him from eternal punishment and everlasting death. God himself is setting forth here the great doctrine of repentance as a necessity for salvation. All will not get into heaven. And if men die in their sin, they will be lost forever. And that's what the Bible teaches. And that's what God, through His Word, declares from Genesis to Revelation. There's no mercy with God. God will not show the sinner mercy unless the sinner turns from his sin. And that's what's being taught here in this portion of Scripture. Heaven is not for all men. All men will not make it to heaven. And if men willfully resist God and turn away from His salvation and the provision that He has made, then they will be lost. There must be repentance. And yet a loving God has given us the Bible. And a loving God has set forth in His Word how we can find eternal redemption and how the sinner can find and make peace with God. We have often preached the doctrine of repentance from this pulpit. What is repentance? I believe scripturally the meaning of repentance can be summed up in three phrases: a change of mind, a change of emotion, and a change of will or a change of direction. Therefore, repentance is a change of mind concerning sin. The sinner will have a completely different attitude towards his sin if he repents. Repentance is a change of emotion. In other words, the sinner will have a deep regret and sorrow for his sin. Repentance is a change of will or a change of direction, whereby the sinner, because he sees his sin as God sees it, will turn away from his sin to seek God for mercy. Repentance is willingness on behalf of the sinner to turn away from sin and by faith trust God to show him mercy on the grounds of Christ's atoning blood. I wonder today, my friend, have you the gift of repentance? Has God given you the gift of repentance? In other words, have you turned away from sin? The Shorter Catechism asks the question, what is repentance unto life? And the answer is given. Repentance unto life is a saving grace whereby a sinner, out of the true sense of his sin and apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, doth with grief and hatred of his sin turn from it unto God with full purpose of and endeavour after new obedience. Have you ever repented and turned to God for mercy? If not, that is what God wants you to do now, because without repentance you will never find mercy and you will never receive forgiveness from God. And that's what the Lord here in Ezekiel 33 and verse 11 is teaching. He's teaching clearly in this text of Scripture. He's declaring clearly in this portion of Scripture the sinner must turn from their sin if they want to receive the mercy of God. Listen, the mercy of God will be granted to you. God will be merciful to you if you turn to him in repentance. The publican could cry in the temple, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And the Bible tells us that the old publican went down to his house justified. In other words, he went out of the temple with all his sins forgiven. If you don't receive the mercy of God, it's not God's fault. It's your fault. If you don't receive forgiveness for your sins, it's not God's fault. It is your fault. It is man's fault if he ends up on a lost eternity. Because the Lord has provided the means whereby the sinner can find life and be saved for all eternity. He has provided eternal redemption through his only begotten Son. And thank God, all the sinner has to do is to come in repentance and faith and trust in that finished work. In Romans 3 verse 19 it says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Isn't that wonderful today that sinners can have their sins blotted out? That you and I can have our sins blotted out? You and I can have our transgressions forgiven? Indeed, that's the promise of the Lord. As far as the east is from the west, so far will I remove their transgressions from them. And thank God, that is the wonderful salvation that God offers to the ungodly. But there must be repentance. Acts 17 verse 30 says, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Luke 13 verse 3, Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. In other words, the Lord Jesus preached the same message that Ezekiel preached in his day. But he gave this wonderful promise that if there was repentance, there would be forgiveness. Isaiah 55 verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way. That's repentance, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Oh, isn't that wonderful today? Thank God. What a wonderful and merciful and gracious God the God of heaven is. My friend, I don't want you leaving God's house today with hard views of God. I want you leaving God's house today realizing that the God of heaven is merciful and gracious and long-suffering. He's plenteous in mercy. That's what the Bible tells us. But he will only show mercy to those that repent, to those that turn to him and flee from their sin. Look at the text again, but Ezekiel 33 verse 11. Notice thirdly, God delights in giving sinners abundant life when they turn away from their sin. Look what it says. As I live. Here's the plea. God's plea. God's merciful plea to the sinner. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure, no delight in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. God wants to give you life. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? God is indicating clearly here that he wants to give the sinner abundant life, eternal life, everlasting life. My, the life referred to here is eternal life. My friend, the Lord wants to give you everlasting life. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 11 verse 28, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The God of heaven wants to give life, eternal life to you and me. That is God's pleasure. That is God's delight. It is not his pleasure and delight to cast us into hell. It is his pleasure and delight to give us abundant life through Christ.
This life, this eternal life, is found in God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth on the Son hath life.
The life that God the Father gives through His only begotten Son is abundant life. It is a happy life. It is a joyful life. It is a life that gives peace and rest. Oh, we were singing that hymn, and what a lovely hymn it is. Under the burdens of guilt and care, many a spirit is grieving, who in the joy of the Lord might share life everlasting receiving. Listen to this verse. Burden one, why will you linger bear? Why will you longer bear sorrows from which He releases? Open your heart and rejoicing share life more abundant in Jesus. Life, life, eternal life. Jesus alone is the giver. Life, life, abundant life. Glory to Jesus forever. It's the devil that wants to give you death. It's Satan that wants to blind your mind to the gospel. It is the devil that wants to take your life. It is the devil that wants you to lose your soul. And oh, how sad it is. Even across our land and across our county over these past weeks, where many have thought that life is not worth living. Oh, my friend, men need to turn to Christ today. They need to look on to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. The God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. And how sad it is when men and women think that there's no way out, only taking their own life. Here's a merciful God. And the merciful God offers sinners life, eternal life, through His Son. He offers to sinners who have broken His law and trampled under His commandments, He offers them a way of escape, a way of peace, a way of hope, a way of eternal redemption, a way of life. And here's God's plea to the sinner. Child of God, this is our message. We must get this message out. We must pray that the Lord will take this message and burn it within the hearts of sinners. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I have no delight in the death or the destruction of the sinner, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Oh, sinner, come to Christ today and put your faith and trust in Him, and then you will have life. Not only will you be able to rejoice in living upon earth, but you will have the great hope that after death comes, you'll have eternal life in the glory land above. Oh, what wonderful blessings, dear child of God, the Lord has bestowed upon us. We're here sitting in this meeting today in our full health and strength, on our way to heaven. Why should we be unhappy? Why should we be depressed? Why should we be cast down? There's poor souls out around Enniskillen today, and they have no hope, and they're blinded to the gospel. They're blinded to the truth that Jesus loves them. They're blinded to the truth that God today offers them life and not death. Surely, we ought to, at the very least, rejoice in the One who has saved us and the One who has given us abundant eternal life. Oh, let us spread this message of the gospel, and let us go forward. The context, of course, is the watchman. I know time's away and we can't start preaching about the watchman now, but we have a responsibility. May God help us to fulfill our God-given responsibility of spreading the message of the gospel. And may we, in these days, seek to speak a word in season for the Master. Sinner, listen to this merciful plea from the God of heaven again. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way, for why will ye die? There's no reason for you to die. No reason for you to go to hell. No reason for you to be lost. Because God, in his mercy, and by his grace, has provided eternal salvation for you. Let us all pray.